The awesome responsibility of molding the next generation. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Any of you who are grandfathers know how delightful it is to babysit a 2 or 3 year old who's just learning about the world. Everything is new to them. The way they learn and imitate puts AI to shame. But I have to say, it gives me a kind of stage fright. I don't want to make a mistake. I've been in front of a lot of audiences, but when the audience is a grandchild, there is this sense that any of these moments could be the thing they remember about grandpa. And I know exactly why I feel this way. It's because I have one of those memories about my grandpa. Grandpa loved to clown around, make up stories about us kids and how he met grandma after being injured in World War I. Apparently, she was the most beautiful nurse he ever saw. We never knew if any of it was true. But the memory of grandpa that sticks in my mind wasn't a war story. It was a little tricky, showed me. Grandpa Ross was an immigrant from Italy who could fix anything. He used to fix radios for his boss. And I remember him sitting in an armchair in our living room one afternoon, and he takes a small flashlight battery and a miniature light bulb and a couple of wires, and he presses the wire to the battery, and the bulb lights up. Then he says, "You do it." And just like that, all I wanted to do was play with electricity. He taught me how to solder. We built an intercom. I learned how to send sound over a wire, and boom, here I am. Hence the stage fright when I play with the 2-year-old. I worry that some little game or some grandpa trick could be the thing that determines her path forever. Her favorite game right now is leading me out to the car, climbing on my lap, grabbing the steering wheel, and pretending we're driving to Fred Meyer. I don't know that she's actually ever been to Fred Meyer, but that's where she wants to go. What does it mean? Will she be driving for DoorDash in 20 years? Managing a Fred Meyer? Designing cars? What seeds am I planting? It's a little scary. It's an awesome responsibility. So just to cover all the bases, I've also taught her that the first thing you do after the seatbelt is turn on the radio and press the 97.3 button, just in case she needs a fallback career. By the way, in case you're wondering, I tried the light bulb trick with her. She didn't care. She just took my finger and said, "Papa, go driving," and I'll try again when she's 3.